Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to Eye to Eye, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on the notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy its content.
And if you want to help support the content that we do here, please consider joining the Powerline, which is our channel membership program, where you can help support what we're doing here. There will be a link for it in the description, but up above in the video as well. This is Disney Through Our Eyes, Jessica, the series where we talk about anything we want to talk about in the world of Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, all that good stuff. And it usually is pretty good rousing debate between the two of us, don't you think?
You love to debate.
Now, first thing we have to talk about is the new setup. It's a little bit weird.
It's very weird.
We used to sit right beside each other.
I liked that better.
Jessica has not like been mincing words on how she feels about this setup. I'm the inventor of all this stuff, so I like to try new things from time to time. Don't give me that look over there.
We're trying things.
We're trying the things. So obviously behind me is the regular setup and background. Behind Jessica, you're seeing a bunch of other things for other ventures and things that I do, Auburn related. The Braves are back there too. They don't really belong to any other thing, but they're just back there. So ignore the backgrounds because we're trying something new here.
People might have ignored it if you hadn't like pointed it out.
I like to go ahead and point things out just so that it's off the table and it's off the radar.
So should we point out that you have a sunburn too?
Listen.
We're just pointing things out.
What is this? All right, look, what's your topic related to? Give me a hint.
Disney.
Oh, God. What's your topic really related
to? No, I'm not going to tell you.
No, you got to give me some hint.
No, we
do this. Is it related to my sunburn?
Yes.
Okay. All right, mine is going to be related to a sport.
Okay, perfect. So we don't have the same
topic. I was a little worried about this before we got started.
Mine is related to a Disney family involving a movie.
You got real specific.
Yeah, not really.
All right, so my topic that I have for us is about a sport, the sport of
basketball.
Yes. How did you know?
Is this about Big Shots?
So I'm using the debut of Big Shots. For those of you that don't know, it's the new series that's on Disney Plus with John Stamos, which you're a huge fan of.
I have not seen the show yet because I'm behind on everything.
Well, who isn't these days? There's too much to watch on Disney
Plus.
Seriously. So because of that show, I want to talk about the sport of basketball and Disney a little bit. Kind of the top Disney and basketball things that are out there that you can think of because of the series. So really not talking about the series since we haven't watched it. Just thought it'd be an interesting discussion point. So what are like, first of all, what's like a Disney and basketball thing that you can think of? Put you on the spot. Like crickets right now.
Was that Leprechaun movie? Didn't they do like Luck of the Irish?
Yes, that's one.
Never seen that.
I was hoping.
Double teamed.
Oh. Okay, there's one more out there. You're in the like one area that I was thinking of.
Nope.
Nothing. You got nothing. So there's one more Disney Channel like original movie that came out about that type, like the sport. It's called not the Luck. Now I'm blanking on it, but it was about the Jewish kid and the Maccabees and all that type of heritage stuff for the Jewish culture, I guess I'll say like that. It was, I can't believe I'm blanking on it now. Somebody in the comments, you can definitely fill me in on that. But I had it in my head and it's gone now. But there's three Disney Channel original movies that have that in that. So which one of those?
Basketball in it?
It was related to basketball. That was the thing that the show had run. Obviously the movies obviously had like a bigger thing than just basketball, but that's what it was built around. So of the two that you remember, which one was your favorite?
Well, the only one I've seen is Double Teamed.
I thought you said you saw The Luck of the Irish.
I said I've never seen Luck of the Irish.
See, I think personally, if I hadn't seen Luck of the Irish first, Double Teamed would be my favorite. Because, you know, it's like took an angle on basketball that not a lot of movies are about, the women's basketball side of things.
And twins.
And it's a true story.
And even though the twins look nothing alike.
Listen. Why are you being so picky about that?
Because that bothered me the whole time. Every time I watch that movie, I'm like, y'all don't even look like. And they're supposed to be. Because in real life, they're identical twins. It's not like they're fraternal in real life, correct?
I guess. I think they're Explain real to me twins. Again how identical and fraternal are different.
Identical look identical and fraternal don't.
But
typically.
I thought that
was
like...
It has to do with... It's a lot of sciencey stuff, and it has to do with the same egg or two different eggs and blah, blah, blah.
Thank you for that professional opinion, this nursing degree.
Well, I'm not going to get into reproductive system on this show.
This is a family show. Okay, so yeah, obviously true story. It's about women's basketball. It's just a unique angle. The other one, The Luck of the Irish, is more of a fantasy thing because there's leprechauns and things like that. His ears turn to like pointy things. And
I guess I'm still confused as to what your topic is today.
It's just about Disney and basketball, the connection between Disney and basketball.
Oh.
What, did it have to have like a solid, like, this is, you know.
Clearly not. So I could have just said Disney and cereal.
You could have.
Okay.
We've done, on trivia nights that we've done, by the way, if you've not joined us for a trivia night, you should. We have a lot of fun on those. There's a Thursday.
I thought this was like a specific topic.
Thursday at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time.
7:15 p.m.
Eastern Time. Anyway, we've done things like that, like Disney and the Internet. Remember? We did that one before.
Yeah, but that was on trivia. This is like, I thought we had to have a specific topic. Okay.
So I just want to talk about Disney and
you
basketball.
You just like basketball.
All right, hold on. Yes, I do. I'm a huge basketball fan. Did you know that I played a little bit of ball in my day?
Oh, did you? Did you play in college as well?
I did.
Oh, I knew that.
Well, I sat on the bench.
You made the team, though.
I made the team in some respects. Did I ever see the court in college? No.
Well, at practice. That's more...
That was debatable as well.
That's more than most people can say. That's... Did I play a college sport of anything?
You could have. You absolutely could have. Jessica, you are an excellent runner.
No, I'm not.
You're not an excellent walker or climber or jumper. But running, you are very good at.
Okay, fair.
I'm trying to give you a little bit of credit here. Take the bone. I'm throwing you a bone. Take it. All right, so rest of Disney basketball stuff. So there's obviously two feature movies out there as well that are related to Disney and basketball. Do you know any of those?
No.
Think real hard. Think about things that I love. There's a certain picture over to your, I'm trying to get my directions right here, your left that might give you a hint. To your left. You guys can't see it on camera. There, to your left.
I'm looking at my left.
Farthest left over that way.
That's a dog.
Dog. You basketball.
Dog. Air Bud.
Thank you.
That's Disney?
That is Disney.
Air Bud is Disney.
Yes. So not just the Air Bud series, but the Air Bud specific movie. Did you see that one in theaters?
No.
Really? That was like the most popular thing.
Listen, we've been through this. You went to a lot of movies as a kid. I did not. I think I went to two.
Why not?
We didn't have good movie theaters in my town. Like, it just was a thing.
Would you live
thing.
In Podunk, Alabama?
Yes, actually.
I live in Podunk, Alabama.
No, you lived in the metropolis compared to where I live. I'm just saying, we didn't. We just waited till they came out on video.
And y'all are legitimately like the typical Southern family. Y'all went out to the farm and had fun and all that kind of stuff. Which
exactly.
is nothing to, you know, I wish probably we did more of that. But
yeah, then you'd be, you know, a little more of a workhorse.
Anyway... She's going to take shots at me this entire time.
Shots! Like a three-point shot.
How about this? So there's Air Bud, but there's also Glory Road. Have you ever heard of
that? Oh, I've heard of Glory Road, and I haven't seen it, but you've told me it's really good.
Excellent movie.
And like, Coach Carter, which has nothing to do with Disney, does it?
She tried. She tried real hard to make the connection there, and it didn't work out.
Dang it!
Thank you for doing that.
You're
that
welcome.
Was absolutely great. Glory Road, if you have not seen, we've got to get you watching Glory Road. That's just...
I'll watch Glory Road right after you watch George of the Jungle.
I started watching that the other night with you.
Last night.
Yeah. It was all right.
No, it's wonderful. It's stupid and funny.
It's not really that good. I mean, I just... It's...
You're breaking my heart, man.
I'm sorry, but Glory Road is a true story about, you know, like, you know, especially in this day and age where we're having a lot of race conversations. It's a very important one now. Because of its great message in it.
Okay.
And the history behind it.
You know, I do love those true story sports movies.
This one
Safety, Remember the Titans, Miracle. You know, I like all those.
This one will really get you in the feels, too. So if you haven't watched Glory Red, so that's not the only Disney and basketball connections. I told you this was an all-encompassing type of topic.
Okay.
What's the next thing that you can think of that's related to Disney and basketball? Think real hard. Think Disney parks.
Oh, that NBA
you got
something
it.
Something in Disney Springs.
Yep, the NBA
experience,
which we haven't done.
Because, no, we haven't.
I really need you to go into the NBA experience with me.
Kyle, I don't know anything about basketball. I know there's a ball and there's three-point line. free throw line. But I guess there's a three-point thing where you have to get those three-point shots.
Yes.
And there's a coach.
And players.
I don't know how many players. I don't know.
No, you know how. Don't play dumb. You know how many players are on the floor.
Nine.
For one team. How about one team?
Okay, I'm guessing not nine.
Are you really serious?
Is that baseball?
Yes, honey. That would be baseball. Oh,
five? Is it five? Seven.
It is five. Six. Sorry, it's five. I'm just, I cannot believe that you thought nine. Right? That would mean 18 players are out there at the same time on the basketball court. Can you imagine how crowded that would be?
No. I've never played basketball.
So there's the NBA experience, which replaced, what was it called? Disney Quest. Disney Quest is what that was. We haven't done it yet. Maybe one day.
Maybe I'll learn something about basketball.
So the other Disney and basketball thing is related to the NBA. Did you know that the Orlando Magic took their name because they're in Orlando with the Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World and all that?
I mean, it does make sense, but no.
I actually didn't realize that until like way on in life.
The more you know.
I wish I could like have a little thing going over your head right now. It's not even like, when you wish upon a star.
You're an idiot, now you are.
Thank you. That was actually pretty good. Well played. Well played, Jessica. That was really, really good. All right.
I'm going to make that my new theme song.
So there's that as well. And I think there was one more thing that I was thinking of that I'm blanking on at this point. This is really random. It has really nothing to do with anything major. But do you remember when we went to the Polynesian and they were selling the NBA jerseys to the theme of like Disney characters?
Yes, I do remember that.
Like, I love those. And I'm not even a huge NBA fan. But, like, just the fact that you could put Disney characters on a basketball jersey, like, I was really tempted to buy those, Jessica.
I'm glad you didn't, though, because they were super expensive.
Was it like $80?
I think it was like 88.
Eight? That's very specific. Like, $88.
Oh, sorry.
I don't remember. If you had said, like, 85, 90, you know, usually those, like, more rounded numbers.
Okay, I'm wrong again.
You did work in retail, so you would know what they try to, like, price things. So maybe that's where you're going with that.
Maybe.
Disney and basketball. The history is a little bit more thorough than people think.
So my topic is a lot less broad. It's more specific.
Why are you judging me for having a broad topic?
I'm just saying mine's going to be short and sweet compared to your like Disney and basketball.
Well, it's just like, you know, so many things to talk about in that spectrum.
Let's think. Since you always ask me a question, I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, boy. This is not going to go well.
What do Finding Dory and Maleficent have in common?
What do Finding Dory and Maleficent have in common? Ooh, hold on. Okay, so what? Can I work through this for a second?
Yes, I would like for you to.
Okay, so one's a hero. We would consider one a hero. Oh, no.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Somewhere I didn't think it would.
Hold on, but one's a hero, one's a villain.
Okay.
One is blue, one's kind of purple and black.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm trying to get like this helps me get through this. Okay, just let me do it.
Okay.
Let me do it, like Stuart. One's got pointy horns, one's got pointy fins. One's dumb, and the other's somewhat clever and bright. I don't know.
Can I maybe help you?
Yeah, give me a hint where you want me to go with this.
There's no hint that I can get. They're both major minor characters that got their own movie.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see where this was going.
I say major minor because they're a major character
supporting.
There you go.
Supporting.
That's the word I needed.
Supporting
character that got their own movie.
So okay. you don't think Maleficent would be a major character? Like a main character?
Yes, but my point is that the original film was Sleeping Beauty.
Gotcha.
The original film was Finding Nemo.
Quick tangent. Does it bother you that movie wasn't called Aurora? Or Briar Rose?
No.
Because that's her real name. Her real name.
No. Little Mermaid wasn't called Ariel.
But it refers to the
Beauty
Little
and
Mermaid.
The Beast wasn't called Belle.
It refers to Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, Sleeping Beauty refers to Aurora.
Fair enough. You poked holes in my argument.
You're so dingy. Okay.
Like
so
Dory.
The point of my topic is supporting characters getting their own movie. Okay?
All right.
Wasn't there talk of like a Scar movie or a Jafar movie?
I know that there was talk of, for like the live action Lion King, mm-hmm. of going back and telling the origin of Scar Mufasa, because obviously they're brothers. And so I think that would focus more on Scar.
Okay. So this week it was announced that Kristen Wiig and Annie, I'm going to mispronounce her name, Mamolo, the creators of Bridesmaids, are making a Cinderella stepsister movie.
Okay, that, you know what? That's actually very funny.
And
I didn't know
this. It is going to be fabulous. I don't know why, but I'm so excited about this. First of all, it's going to be a musical. We know how I love musicals. Second of all...
Could you hum a few bars for us right
now? No, I will not. I already sang that
Why did you go British? No, I will not.
Stepsisters are British? I don't know.
I think that's very like...
Anywho, you're poking holes in my topic!
It's what I do.
Yes, it is. Anyway, so we know it's going to be a musical. We know that they're going to be the directors of it. And we know it's going to focus on, obviously, the stepsisters, Anastasia and Drizella. And it's going to be their take on Cinderella. And I am so excited about this because I want to see, like, all of their back history from when, you know, their mom and the stepdad get married. And, you know, and now we've got Cinderella. She's supposed to be perfect and marries the prince.
She's ramping up for a rant.
No, I wasn't.
I feel you. I can see you.
I'm just saying.
Because Cinderella's supposed to be so perfect.
Because could you imagine, here comes this new little perfect little princess, and she doesn't even try to make friends with Anastasia and Drizella. She just thinks they're evil and doesn't even try to be their friend.
Do you realize the story of Cinderella? She lost her mother, and then her father was, like, swept away by this evil lady who then probably killed him.
I mean, yes, I know.
You wouldn't be a little standoffish to these little divas?
Well... You gotta make friends where you gotta make them.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, I do think that they're evil, and I think Cinderella was in a really bad predicament. But.
Now, here's my concerns. Bridesmaids, directors, creators.
Right. It's. Right.
It's
not Disney friendly. I'm hoping they're gonna make it PG. I'm betting it's gonna be PG-13 at best.
Right.
But obviously, we're just in the very beginning stages of this, so what, probably 3-4 years in the making?
Yeah, you're probably right, because usually when they announce something, they're at least getting ready to start production, and production doesn't just mean, like, you know, like they're about to shoot. That means, like,
obviously,
concept.
They've got to, like, write the script and everything,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
They probably haven't even written the musicals yet, but I still think it's going to be really funny if it comes to fruition. I know we're really early stages, but obviously, if they're telling the public...
Right.
We believe in this, and it's going to be a thing. So.
Well, and the only thing, I don't want to, like, get your hopes, like, dashed here, but, you know, they've announced a lot of things that haven't panned out.
Because I'm really excited about this. I think this would be a really, really good one.
And do you, but it would be the stepsister's story, though, to, you know, finally get their movie and then get it dashed away from them.
Well, you're not wrong.
What, do you actually like the stepsisters?
There are some qualities I like.
Which would you prefer to be, Drizella or Anastasia?
Anastasia.
Why?
Because that name Drizella is disgusting.
I was going to say, is there a more disgusting name than, like, Drizella?
No.
Like, Pooh, maybe? Like,
oh, yeah.
But the only reason we accept Pooh is because...
It's Winnie the...
Winnie the Pooh, but it's with a bear. If you know, I think if you have the personality to, like, dissipate the grossness of that name, like Winnie the Pooh, and he's a lovable bear...
That's true.
Then you've got Drizella, who's awful.
That's like, true.
You know, that just name goes
and
hand
so,
in hand.
Yeah. Well, it's like... in the Aristocats, Toulouse.
Toulouse!
No, that was good. I'm not necessarily going to name my child Toulouse, but at least he's lovable, so his name's okay.
Berlioz, Marie, Toulouse. If you had to choose one of those names, not Marie, I know that'd be easy.
Berlioz.
Why Berlioz?
Because it's just fun to say. Berlioz. Maybe we should, our next cats, we should have 3 of them.
No.
Berlioz,
no.
Toulouse, and Marie.
No, no, you, no. We're not having any more cats after this.
Well, we'll talk.
No, we've already set this down. No more cats for
fine.
You.
Fine, we can get 2 dogs, Lady and Tramp.
That's fine.
And guess which one you'll get to be.
Tramp, that's fine. You act like being having a dog named Tramp is like a bad thing.
Well.
Be like, think about it. People come over to our house, they're like, oh, who are your dogs? Lady and the Tramp. They go, aw, and they love each other.
That's true. I still think Statler and Waldorf would be the funniest.
Oh, how did we go into this topic?
I don't know.
We'll have to do that at some point.
Here
like
we
the best
are.
Dog names that are Disney or something like that. All right, circle back, wrap up this topic. Supporting characters getting their movies.
Yes.
And you're excited about the whole, rumored at least, and maybe announced.
Yes.
Was it officially announced, like they're going to do this?
Well, it was an article on the internet.
And do you know how often the internet's wrong?
Okay, well.
I do hope, I think it's a great thing that if Disney's going to do more live action movies, especially off tales that they've already done.
Yes.
They need to do supporting characters.
Agreed. I fully agree. And I love seeing, like, a different take on the characters. You know, like it's not just the one person's point of view. Like I would love to see a Beauty and the Beast thing with the Beast side. About like how
like
he
became,
yes, how he became the Beast when that lady comes in the castle, you know, how evil he was from the beginning. And then like, I would just love that. I love seeing the other side of the story.
I think they're doing that with Gaston and LeFou too. On Disney, I think it's going to be a Disney Plus series. But yeah,
which I'm looking forward to.
I really do think that this is a smart route for Disney to go if they're going to continue to do this stuff, because people, one of the biggest complaints is, why are you redoing something that was so good?
Agreed.
Where Maleficent takes a different side of the story and retells it in a sense. And so even though Maleficent, nobody's rushing out to see Maleficent or Maleficent 2, but for those of us that have seen it, we know how much more we enjoyed that tale,
right,
and appreciate Sleeping Beauty more because of the backstory now
exactly
we have
right.
for her. So it's good. Look at you dropping some good knowledge on us today.
Thank you.
All right, now it's time for you at home. We want to hear from you in the comments section below what you thought about our topics. Obviously, mine was the connection between Disney and basketball. What's your favorite Disney and basketball thing out there? And Jessica's was about the supporting actors, more specifically Drusilla and Anastasia, getting their own movie. Are you excited for that? Is that something you want to see? Let us know down there in the comments section below. What else should they do?
And if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on that notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoyed it.
That's all we have for you in this edition of I2I. But until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye, guys.